Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and this just in from our newsroom, Merce Cunningham has died, the giant figure in the world of modern dance. His office says he died last night at his home. Merce Cunningham was 90. The Merce Cunningham Dance Foundation made the announcement this morning. We'll talk later in the program about the legacy of Merce Cunningham, dead today at the age of 90. Now, on Friday, we had a very bracing segment on the show with organ smuggling expert Nancy Shepherd Hughes, a medical anthropologist from the University of California at Berkeley, who first alerted the FBI 7 years ago to a man who was arrested in Brooklyn on Friday for allegedly being a kidney dealer. This is in relation to that kidney dealer angle of the big money laundering bust in Brooklyn and New Jersey. If you recall, here is acting U.S. Attorney Ralph Mara speaking last week.
Connected to the money laundering, we have one defendant, Mr. Rosenbaum, who we refer to as our kidney salesman. As set forth in the complaint, his business was to entice vulnerable people to give up a kidney for $10,000, which he in turn would turn around and sell for $160,000.
A particular vulnerable person being referred to there was somebody in Israel. So one of the things that came up Friday that we left kind of unclear at the end of the show was the place of organ donations in Jewish law and Jewish custom. One reason that Rabbi Rosenbaum was allegedly in this illegal game in the first place apparently had to do with the very low rate of organ donations by people when they die in Israel compared to most Western countries. And there are confusions and different interpretations of Jewish law and Jewish custom that we will now try to clear up with three guests. Rabbi Daniel Nevins is dean of the Rabbinical School at the Jewish Theological Seminary. Jennifer Siegel, a former reporter at The Forward, the Jewish newspaper, currently a student at the Harvard Law School. She's written about this in The Forward. And Benjamin Cohen, the author of My Jesus Year, A Rabbi's Son Wanders the Bible Belt in Search of His Own Faith. He posted an article about this on Slate.com over the weekend. Welcome, all three of you, to WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Benjamin, let me begin with you, because you quoted a prominent rabbi in your Slate piece saying, "Jews don't like to donate organs." That was a direct quote. Of course, that means after death. What's at the root of that?
Well, I think, it's partly a misconception about the Jewish law. Which, I think most mainstream rabbis in America would agree that it's okay to donate. But I think there's a huge misconception that Jewish law says you shouldn't do it.
Rabbi Nevins, is Jewish law explicit on this topic at all?
One of the highest values in Judaism is to save another person's life. And for that reason, for quite a few decades already, since whole organ donation became possible, rabbis have been supporting organ donation. Most of the concerns have been about issues of the definition of the time of death. For instance, taking out a cadaverous organ, such as a kidney or a liver or a heart even, when it was not clear if the person had died a traditional cardiorespiratory death. That's been the major controversy. But the act of donating itself has been seen as an act of compassion and of rescuing another life, and therefore very praiseworthy.
In some circles. But Benjamin, you wrote that it goes so far the other way in some communities, that some Orthodox groups, I guess particularly in Israel, distribute what they call life cards, like
right.
Others hand out organ donor cards, to specifically state that when I die, my organs are not to be taken for medical purposes. What's that about?
Well, I think, there is a Jewish law that says we're not supposed to desecrate, a dead body. And I think, different rabbis would argue different ways about, what's the definition of desecrating a body. And so I think people are very, you know, concerned about that. You know, Jewish mysticism says that, you know, in the when the Messiah comes, the bodies are going to, you know, the resurrection of the dead and all these kinds of things. And people think that they're going to be exactly the same way as when they were before they died. And so they want to keep their bodies whole. So I think that's probably the motivation of some of those people.
Let me play a clip of a caller to Friday's show. This was after the idea had been raised that there's a reluctance in Jewish communities to donate organs after death, contributing to a shortage of organs, particularly for Jews in Israel, but also for other people around the world. This is Andrea in Park Slope.
It's a misconception that Judaism prohibits organ donation. It is not prohibited to any Jew. In fact, it is imperative that you become an organ donor after death because you're saving a life.
So, Rabbi Nevins, is there any imperative to become an organ donor after you die in order to save other people's lives, according to any interpretation of Jewish law?
Well, yes. In our movement, the conservative movement, we've actually had resolutions, and we have organ donor cards that we've distributed. A more challenging question is it an obligation even during life? Let's say you have an opportunity to donate a kidney while you're alive. Is that an obligation, or is that considered an act of, like, compassion and rescue, but not necessarily of obligation? And I would say that it probably is more of the compassion. I do think that it's true that many people have a fear that they're but without an organ in place, they couldn't be resurrected. My point of view is that it's such an incredible miracle to imagine being resurrected anyway, that if God can resurrect a body, then I think without a kidney or a liver, God could do that too.
Wait, Rabbi, Jews believe in resurrection? I thought that was the other guys.
Absolutely. The central prayer of the Jewish liturgy begins with a declaration of God's resurrecting the dead in great compassion. Of course, in modern times, many people have viewed that as a more sort of a metaphor for God restoring or bringing life into the world. But it remains a very traditional Jewish belief that somehow the bodies will be resurrected, either permanently or briefly, at the end of time.
Jews, we want your call on organ donations, dead or alive, and we'll bring Jennifer Siegel in on this in just a second. Her piece in The Forward a couple of years ago was about the ethics of living people donating their organs and where those organs go. But 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. For our Jewish listeners, is this something that you have thought about with respect to Jewish custom, with respect to personal morals, with respect to community ethics, however you want to define them? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. But Rabbi, in Benjamin's Slate piece, there's a stat that says in most Western countries, the rate of people donating organs when they die is about 35%. In Israel, it's at only 8%. I wonder if you know the rate of American Jews donating organs at death relative to Americans as a whole.
I'm not familiar with any study that's been done about that. My hunch would be that it would be much higher, that American Jews would be as likely and perhaps even more likely than the general population to donate organs, because the value of medicine and of life-saving is so high in our community. I think that probably in Israel you're dealing with a very different cultural context for the people who are declining to donate.
Benjamin, Jennifer, any guess on that?
Well, you know, like there was a big controversy in Israel several years ago when they were trying to get more people to become organ donors, and many ultra-Orthodox Jews were afraid that there would be rabbinic supervision, you know, in the hospitals determining, you know, when you died. And I think people were a little worried that rabbis would be making decisions, you know, about triage, you know, if someone was close to death and if
usable
they knew they
organs.
Were an organ donor.
Yeah. Well, Rabbi, would you have an ethical problem with that? If somebody was really close to death, like death was obviously imminent in a matter of hours or days, and a rabbi wanted to supervise when the death actually occurred, whatever supervise means, so that the organs would be healthy for harvest to help save other people's lives. Is there any ethical situation that you could defend that in?
It's definitely not defensible. while saving a life is one of our highest values, avoiding murder is an even higher value. So it's simply not permissible to kill one person in order to save the life of another.
If they're going to die anyway, very, very, very soon?
Right. The thing that you can do, however, is you can avoid heroic measures to prolong their dying process. And so you could allow somebody who is dying, for instance, to have a withdrawal of certain devices and procedures so that they could die, and then their organs could be donated quickly before they lose viability.
Jennifer Siegel, you've written about ethical questions surrounding live organ donations in the Jewish newspaper, The Ford. And one of the questions there had to do with if a donor is motivated to help individuals only in his or her own religious or ethnic group, are doctors who perform the transplants aiding discrimination? In other words,
right,
because of this prohibition in some Jewish communities against donating at death, there's an active kind of recruitment effort. Is that too strong to get people to donate kidneys for people who need kidneys and so forth during life?
Well, I think recruitment effort might be a little strong, but I mean, I think, Brian, you're drawing a really important point, which is that this case, this recent case, really involved live organ donation, and the dynamics there are a little different. You know, I think with these kind of personal matters, people's customs play a huge role, and so I think, you know, in the Jewish community, it's been very common for years for people to solicit, for instance, bone marrow donors because there's a need for a genetic match with that, and so kind of as an extension of that tradition, I think we have seen in recent years that Jews are starting to appeal to others in the Jewish community when they need something like a kidney. Even though for a kidney you don't need a genetic match, Jews are used to fielding these requests. And so it's become not uncommon, maybe not super common, but certainly not uncommon, to see advertisements in Jewish newspapers and, you know, email appeals going out to congregations when somebody does need an organ from a living donor. And that's really raised some pretty interesting questions about, you know, what are the limits of sort of a preference from one live donor to a live recipient. This case that I wrote about, for instance, in the article, involved a case in the mid-90s in Florida in which the family of a white supremacist who had passed away, actually that in that case he had passed away, but his family requested that his organs only go to a white family, and they said, we'll be willing to donate his organs if they go to a white family. And so that created a lot of uproar. Now there's really a question about the ethics of all of this.
And what about on the recipient end? I mean, if Jews in Israel are not donating organs at death very much, but Israeli Jews need organ donations, are they then taking them from non-Jews from around the world? And is there kind of an imbalance of giving and receiving then?
It's funny, there was. And in fact, Israel belonged to the European Union's organ donor network. And I think that they were sort of like excommunicated from that group because they were receiving way more organs proportionally than they were giving. So I think this shortage really has created an awareness in the Jewish community, both for live donation and for donation for people who have died an untimely death. And I think the question now is sort of going to be in some ways about taboo and sort of what we're comfortable with, because I think as Rabbi Nevins really, really stated very accurately, there aren't prohibitions against organ donation, but it's just that many Jews aren't accustomed to it.
We're talking about organ donations, living and dead, in the Jewish community, Jewish law, Jewish custom. Rabbi Daniel Nevins, Dean of the Rabbinical School at the Jewish Theological Seminary, is with us. Benjamin Cohen, author of My Jesus Year, A Rabbi's Son Wanders the Bible Belt in Search of His Own Faith. He wrote about this on Slate this weekend. And Jennifer Siegel, former reporter for The Forward. And Marcy in Park Slope, you're on WNYC. Hello, Marcy.
Hi, Brian. I am a recipient of a kidney. And I had two people who offered. One was a Jewish man who is the father of three sons and who offered in a snap. He didn't stop to think, I'm a father of three sons. He said, when can we do this? And the other was my son, who is now a born-again Christian. And they both were equal in this. I felt in retrospect that it had less to do with me and more to do with their own inner relationship with their own God.
And so did you take a kidney from one or the other based on their religious inclinations?
No, they both went to be tested at the same time. And, of course, my son was a better match, and he's the one that gave me the kidney. But I thought very much in terms of what makes someone be able to give and want to give. My sister, who's a Jewish woman, would not give. I had someone who offered to me and then rescinded, who was a secular Jew but mm-hmm. very Jewish identified. And what it came down to was that it's the donors, the living donors' personal relationship with their own faith that allows them to give, and it has less to do with the individual that they're bequeathing the kidney to.
Marcy, thank you. But Benjamin Cohen, there isn't a prohibition or even a, you know, misconception about a prohibition regarding organ donations if you're living, right? It's only if you're dead, which, you know, one could argue is kind of reversed, that it's more that it shouldn't be more acceptable to put yourself at medical risk when you're alive. But nevertheless, nobody's saying that there's a prohibition against it when you're living, if you want to donate a kidney to Marcy from Park Slope, right? But it sounds like some people were reacting that way.
I think so. I mean, you're absolutely right. I don't think there would be a prohibition, but it's certainly, I think, taboo in many circles. I mean, if you find this in any religion, you know, they have their own set of rules and regulations, and they have their own misnomers about things, and they may be ignorant about certain medical facts, and so they're basing decisions not on reality, and so it's unfortunate. You know, but when you're on the recipient's end, you know, I don't think, to Marcy's point, I don't think she would care if if a KKK member wanted to give her a kidney. I'm certainly she would take it.
Yeah, Jennifer, since you wrote about live organ donations, you have anything on this?
Well, you know, I think one point that might be kind of worth clarifying is there is sort of a connection between these two halves, which is that really the Orthodox rabbis who do oppose organ donation from dead donors, their issue is really about whether these donors are alive or dead. That's exactly the precise religious issue that's up for debate. While in the broader Jewish community, there's all sorts of taboos just because death always has taboos. In terms of the actual religious debate, the Orthodox rabbis who don't support organ donation for dead donors do so because they believe perhaps that a patient who still has a heart that's beating is not technically dead, and they're very uncomfortable with something that then takes them off life support or begins the donation process.
David in Muncie, you're on WNYC. Hello, David.
Hi, good morning. I thought maybe I'd like to tell you a story that might be very interesting to your readers. There's a member of the Knesset who died recently, Rabbi Ravitz, who had kidney failure. And a very interesting thing happened. He was an ultra-Orthodox member of Knesset. And what happened was, as soon as his sons heard that he needed an organ transplant, the son volunteered to be the donor. Another son then felt that, no, it should be his own right because he was the older son. And essentially what happened was there was a contention amongst his sons about who should be the one to merit donating the organ.
It's a wonderful story within the family. What's the implication for the larger community and the larger world?
The implication to the larger community, I think, would be as follows. I think that, as one of your guests noticed, if one opens the Orthodox papers, one will find on a weekly basis several ads, people requesting kidney donations. And what happens is there are people, in fact, there's someone who lives across the street from me who actually I called before and urged him to call your show, who's a father of eight, I believe, who gave a kidney, who donated a kidney.
So are you arguing then that the altruism of the community with respect to donating kidneys among the living is sufficient that you should hold on to the prohibition against donating at death?
Well, thank you for asking me that. I just mentioned I'm also a rabbi. I'm an Orthodox rabbi.
We have 20 seconds, so I'm sorry to rush you.
One has nothing to do with the other. It's not an ethical issue. It has to do with some people feel that there's a bona fide legal reason why, in other words, that if a person's heart, as long as their heart is still beating, then they're not considered alive.
What about when it's not?
well, then it's too late. The problem is everyone agrees there are certain organs that can be taken out. If, for instance, in terms of corneas, certain things could be taken that can be taken out even after the heart stops beating.
But some cannot. So, unfortunately, we're out of time, and we're going to have to leave it there, unless, Rabbi Nevins, you want to get a last word in 15 seconds here.
I want to thank you for bringing this important topic up. I think that not only in the Jewish community, but in the general community, we all need to work harder to raise awareness of the importance of organ donation. I think a lot of the reluctance people have to donate is actually not about the religious beliefs, but simply their fear of a surgery which might endanger their health. So we have to all help them feel that their life is precious, and we all have to help work to preserve it.
Benjamin Cohen, Jennifer Siegel, Rabbi Daniel Nevins, thank you all very, very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thank you.